This is Shelley Epstein dictating independent medical evaluation for MES Solutions at 1393 Veterans Memorial Highway, Suite 110N, Hauppauge, New York, 11788. Dictating this, Dr. Shelley Epstein. Exam date 10/11/23, 1 p.m., MES number 211-230-18369. Claimant Jason Przywara, employer/insured banker BANCKER Construction Corp. Client Travelers Workers' Comp, Melville. Mr. Prasara arrived on time for a 1 p.m. independent medical evaluation on October 11th, 2023. He was reminded that the usual rules of doctor-patient confidentiality do not apply. John Przywara is a 33-year-old married male who resides with his wife, a 2-year-old daughter, and 4-week-old son. As outlined in my 2 previous independent medical evaluations, Mr. Przywara was working as a laborer for 3.5 years until the date of injury of July 12, 2021. On that day, he was working in a deep excavation 20 feet deep and was buried chest deep with dirt, clay, etc. at a job site in Great Neck. He immediately experienced back pain, and today he reported knee pain at that time. He states it took about 10 to 15 minutes to be dug out, during that period, he remembers having trouble formulating his thoughts and his words, and was in fear that he would die by suffocation. His peer, who was partially buried as well, was screaming loudly throughout. He reports now what sounds like a dissociative episode where, quote, it felt fake, unquote. It took about 10 to 15 minutes to be dug out. He was then told to go to a walk-in clinic rather than an emergency room, he states. He was released and told to see how things went. Due to back pain, he consulted a spine doctor, Dr. Choi, CHOI, and underwent a laminectomy of L5-S1 on November 19, 2021. He ultimately underwent shoulder surgery for a right labrum tear and right knee surgery for meniscal tear. He was able to walk to my office today without the support of a cane or a walker. A new paragraph. Mr. Przywara has been taking Zoloft 50 milligrams daily for the past 6 months. He was initially started on 25 milligrams. He feels that this dose of medication, quote, smooths me out, unquote. He said off of medication, he was suffering with more problematic mood swings. As well as anxiety, depressed mood, hopelessness, helplessness, and some erratic mood shifts. He's not anhedonic, as he's able to enjoy being a father. He has some decreased appetite and has lost 5 pounds. He denies any psychotic symptoms. But he does have frequent night awakenings. He's been seeing Dr. Bauman, B-O-W-M-A-N, his psychologist, on a weekly basis, and feels that the treatment has been extremely helpful regarding his mood and his ability to connect with his family. His past psychiatric history, high psychiatric history, is notable for being treated with Adderall in elementary school, and sustaining a fracture following a fall as a child. His substance use, he rarely drinks alcohol. He does use cannabis on a fairly regular basis. He's never been treated for a substance abuse problem. Family psychiatric history notable for schizophrenia or bipolar in his mother. And no family history of substance abuse. Social history, he has one sister and one brother. He has a bachelor's in business and a real estate license. No history of physical or sexual abuse. He states his wife and his sister are supportive. His current medications include sertraline, 50 milligrams daily. Hydrocodone, 100 milligrams, 1 to 3 daily. Gabapentin, 100 milligrams BID. And Adderall, 20 milligrams QD for his diagnosis of attention deficit disorder since childhood. On a mental status exam, he was casually dressed with fluent speech, good eye contact, mood, some anxiety, a mild depression, some middle insomnia, decent appetite, weight steady, some periods of hopelessness and helplessness. Not anhedonic, denies suicidal ideation, denies homicidal ideation, denies paranoia, denies auditory visual hallucinations, libido fair, alert and oriented to person, place, and time, insight and judgment, fairly good. He feels that the sessions with Dr. Bauman are very helpful, and he appears to be benefiting from them. Please add to social history, his parents are divorced. My impression is that he meets criteria for major depressive disorder, single episode, not psychotic, currently moderate, and intermittent cannabis use. I do not feel that his maximum medical improvement, MMI, has been achieved. As he's continuing to improve, I don't believe his psychiatric condition is permanent at this time. I believe it's meets a definition of temporary. And I feel his current impairment guidelines for his psychiatric condition are 50%. Since he's not at MMI, and we're saying that he has a 50% causally related disability, his ability to work would be when MMI, his ability to work is affected by his progress towards MMI. I would recommend 6 more months with weekly sessions with Dr. Bauman for 45 minutes. This is likely to help him return to a functioning society. New paragraph. I certify that this report is a full and truthful representation. My professional opinion with respect to this claimant's condition in accordance with WCL Section 12, NYCRR 300.2, parentheses D, parentheses 4, parentheses E. I further certify that no person or entity has caused, directed, or encouraged me to submit a report that differs substantially from my professional opinion and that I've reviewed this report and attest to its accuracy.